thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about sleep and how you can have good sleep. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason. So why do so many people have trouble sleeping?
So as intuitives, we see the whole world is frenzied, full of anxiety, and stressed to the max, trying to be productive and efficient.
So what does that have to do with sleep?
Well, when you're amped up with anxiety, stress, and full of caffeine, it's difficult to force yourself to settle down so you can have a deep, restful sleep.
Is the biggest problem that we have is that we think of ourselves as machines?
Yes. You know, this is, we live two doors down from the stables, so we, there's a lot of horse metaphors, and we're not horse people yet, but we see them all the time, and they're nice to look at. But in the olden days, this is before my time, believe it or not. You know,
I'm surprised you didn't say when you were a child, Patricia, but go ahead.
Yeah, usually I put it on Patricia. But they have these stories. There's this really steep hill where we live. That's it's curvy and it's probably up a half a mile. But the increase in elevation is huge. It goes like 2,000 feet to like 3,000 feet in just a short distance.
Right. It's actually a mile.
Yeah, and they used to have. They used to get up to Yosemite through this pass. It's called Priest Grade. And the team of horses with the stagecoach, first of all, they had everybody get out and walk. And so the team of horses would carry up the stagecoach only, not with the people.
Oh, and the luggage.
And the luggage. And then halfway up, they'd have to change out the horses to get a fresh group. Right, so they get all the way up the hill.
Right, because the grade on the hill was so steep.
And that's an interesting story, but the contrast is with a car. For example, with a car, you can be driving fast and arrive at a destination, shut off the engine, and run into your appointed place. With horses, you can ride them hard, but you have to get them, take off the saddle and let them graze and give them water.
You need to let them rest.
Let them rest.
Okay.
We don't think of that anymore. And unfortunately, what's happened is that we think that we're machines. Mm-hmm. But we can just turn it on full blast, pedal to the metal all day long, and then, I got to get to sleep and do it all over again.
Right.
And sleep, for a lot of people, if you're thinking like a machine, it's like sleep just gets in the way.
So I've known a few people like that.
We sure. felt that way, yes. from time to time. Yes. You know, unfortunately, it's not true. Now, I'm sure I can just hear it already. The people out there say, "Well, yeah, Jason. I mean, look at my schedule. You try and be relaxed and easygoing on my schedule, and that's probably true. And we get that.
We can say we've been there.
We've been there.
Yes.
But here's the most important point: is that what causes the frenzied and anxiety and stress? Those things are energies.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important takeaway for today, I believe, is that these are energies, and we think of these energies as moods, but they're as intuitives. They're not. They're energies, which is I like to use that word in terms of a noun. It's a thing. It's something that builds up. So if you're stressed today, and then later on you You see a funny movie, or you get together with some friends and you're joking around, you don't feel stressed as much. That stress energy hasn't gone away. You may have numbed out to it, but it's still there.
Or pushed it into a place that doesn't need to be. But
exactly. And that's the biggest part of what we, it's the most important point to our ecosystem approach, which is we found that, first of all, energies are things and they build up, and that we have a very powerful and effective way of dealing with those energies, which is what we call clearing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about clearing all the way through the show today, but let's get into the bigger things that we can address as intuitives, which is what happens when you sleep.
Okay.
You know, that they do all these sleep studies. They have, you know, in traditional medicine now, they've got some very sophisticated ways of tracking you while you sleep. I had my brother-in-law just went into the hospital. He had a sleep there overnight.
Yeah.
It was a sleep study. They called it a sleep study. You know, it doesn't sound very attractive to me, but they watched him while he slept.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
yes.
I'm not sure I would like that job.
Me either. I'll agree with you on that.
It doesn't sound like a great job. But
well, and I have to say this. They did the sleep study. This was the second time that he did the sleep study for the same reason, meaning that he was struggling. And the first time that he did it, they said because he didn't reach a certain place, that he did it all wrong, that he did his sleeping. He didn't get to his and so they said he had to come back. Talk about stress.
Yes, well, and that's not really the point. The point, however,
Stress of sleeping.
Yes, yes, the stress of sleeping. But the point is that, so what really happens when you're sleeping?
Well, wait a minute. I just want to make one more point. My brother-in-law, the bottom line is that the programming that is in the sleep study, he failed.
In other words, they forced him to sleep.
Thank you very much.
And it didn't work.
Exactly.
And that's a big hint for later on. But so right now we're talking about what is sleep.
Okay.
And
wait, I know.
Okay.
I know what it is.
Go.
It's when sleep is restoration for our essence. So we can connect with our essence.
If you imagine your essence, which is some people call soul,
mm-hmm.
is what powers your physical body and your
of your bodies,
all of your being,
yes.
while you're awake.
Exactly.
When it needs to make changes or to go, do maintenance or mm-hmm. to change the proverbial oil,
yeah,
you have to go to sleep so it can do it, because when you're awake, it's focused on you and your life and what you're doing in your life.
Correct.
So people, that's one of the things that people don't get, and even the scientists, even though they have all this data about how people sleep, they don't really get to the why people have to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to sleep? They know it. If you don't get enough,
it messes with you.
But one of the questions that we get a lot is, well, how much sleep do I need?
Mm-hmm.
And instead of giving you a one-size-fits-all or saying, well, if you're this kind of person, you need this much, or you're this kind, that's treating you like a machine.
Right.
The amount of sleep you need is based on life context.
Meaning?
So if you're in the process of doing the biggest thing you've ever done in your life,
mm-hmm.
I would suggest that you need the most sleep also.
And it's probably when you get the least.
Yes. If you're doing what you really need to do as part of your soul purpose or your life purpose,
mm-hmm.
and you're making leaps and bounds in terms of how you've always been to how you are now,
mm-hmm.
You need that sleep to have your essence be restored, to be to figure out some things and to do this. Real growth and evolution comes from essence that happens primarily while you sleep.
Mm.
You know, when we started doing this in the beginning, remember this, Patricia?
Doing this work.
Doing the
yeah.
ecosystem approach. There were times that we felt vacant and empty and spacey.
Yes.
Now,
oh, yeah.
Now, some people would say, not to me, but maybe to Patricia, that, well, you're always spacey, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the truth is, we knew that part of us was missing because we were putting so much pressure on our essence to make huge changes in our life,
right,
that it couldn't do it and still be with us at the same time.
Yes.
So here's the main point for sleep that I want you all to remember.
Okay.
The key to good sleep is removing negative energies prior to sleep.
Ooh, and am I correct, Jason? You have you're going to help everybody with that in the last segment.
We're going to talk about that.
Okay, good.
So should we do key points?
Well, sure. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The amount of sleep you need is always based on life context.
Okay.
Your life story helps you understand life context, the amount of sleep that you need in that particular moment.
Mm-hmm.
Change that happens with the ecosystem approach always requires processing while you sleep.
Okay.
And that's because the ecosystem approach is so powerful and makes true, profound change.
Okay.
And the best thing you can do for better sleep is clearing negative energies prior to sleep.
And by the way, often Jason and I will clear before we go to sleep. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about what really happens while you sleep in a way that only intuitives can explain. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. If you haven't been practicing active listening or not getting into some bad habits, it's a good idea to go back to the basics and remind yourself how to be a good listener. Here's an idea that might help. When your child comes to you with a story about her day, set aside whatever you're doing and give her your full attention. If you're in the middle of something that can't be put aside, tell her that you really want to be able to give her story your full attention and ask if you could continue the conversation at a specific time. So for example, this sounds like an important story and I'd really like to give it my full attention. Can we talk about it in 10 minutes when supper's in the oven? Active listening might sound like common sense, but often it's these simple skills that get buried in our parenting pack and easily forgotten or overlooked. Challenge yourself to practice this skill for a full week and see if you notice a difference in how much your child is sharing.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're talking about what really happens while you sleep in a way that only intuitives can explain. This is living, we use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, as intuitives, how do we explain what happens when you sleep, Jason?
So to understand, let's go back to the basics.
Okay.
We're in this physical body to learn at the level of our essence or soul.
So wait, what does that mean? And what is soul learning?
Well, let me explain in terms of what's not soul learning.
Okay.
You know, when you learn the multiplication tables at grade school, you know, 2 times 4 is 8, 3 times 4 is 12, 4 times 4 is 16. That's not soul learning. That is not soul learning.
That's more of a conscious learning.
Yes.
Okay.
Worldly information is not soul learning, but if you are learning your multiplication tables, for example, and it's easy and you're praised for it, and your teacher says, oh my gosh, you did that so well, you learned really quickly, then you start to believe that you're good at math. That can be soul learning.
Okay.
But here's the big but. Soul learning doesn't have to be positive. Oh. So let's say that you're learning your multiplication tables and your teacher says, oh, you do really good with that. But then your parents or one of your parents have said to you all your life, you're no good, you won't amount to anything, you know, you're stupid. Trying to reconcile those two happens while you sleep in your essence. Now, that doesn't mean that your essence always comes up with the positive one. In fact, from our experience, it comes up with the negative one.
Right.
You'll believe once more that you're not good for anything, and you'll discount this idea that you were good at learning math.
Okay.
And that's something that you'll hold on to at the level of your essence.
Ah, I see.
So reconciling these two beliefs or differing lessons in your life as you go forward happens in your essence while you sleep. And that's why it's so important.
Right.
Real growth and evolution happens at the level of the soul. And most of the time that happens while you sleep.
Okay.
The needed growth will happen during sleep, and you get sick when there's not enough of that sleep.
Right.
In other words, if you're trying to do the biggest thing, achieve the biggest goal and objective that is life affirming for you, that's greater than anything you've ever done in your life, you need to sleep to allow your essence to assimilate the changes that you're making and help you support those changes as you go forward. And when there's not enough sleep, that doesn't happen.
Well, and you know, I'm going to interject here and say, you know, for some people, we do life changes every day, or, you know, 3 times a week, however it works out for each one of us. But what Jason is getting at is that when we get the sleep that we need, we become rejuvenated / recharged enough to take on new information. That's the first thing, but also integrate information at the level of our essence.
You know, when we work with people with the ecosystem approach, it profoundly changes them.
Right.
Because it's a very powerful, targeted way of dealing with those negative feelings that's in your essence.
Right.
It's not attached to you. It's not in your front doorstep.
Right.
It's in your essence.
Well, and you know, one of the things I hear from people often, we're working and all of a sudden somebody will say, oh, I am so tired. I need to go to sleep. And I'll say to them, if you can, definitely go to sleep.
We've had people that take naps right after our sessions.
Oh, we've had people take naps during our sessions.
It's a little rude when they start snoring in my ear, but it's the truth is it still works.
It does.
The ecosystem approach works.
Exactly.
Even if you're asleep, if someone else is clearing you.
Exactly.
You know, the biggest problem is that highly programmed people become numb to their feelings and can only process during their sleep. We're supposed to be able to process during the day and during sleep.
Right.
But because we're treating ourselves like a machine, which says, just do it. Doesn't matter how you feel about it. Just do it. we can't process that way, and we have to have sleep. The sleep becomes even more important.
Okay. So, Jason, tell me about nightmares and dreams.
Okay. We have a lot of people that want to help us help them with dream interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what dream interpretation is trying to get messages from your essence.
Right.
Well, when we work with people, we're talking to their essence all the way through the session.
Right.
It's people come to us thinking that, you've got to interpret this dream because it's a really important message. I want to make sure I get it right. Well, that's not necessary necessarily. And the truth is that the more conscious we become as we use the ecosystem approach, for example, we don't need to go to sleep to get the message from our essence. You can get those messages during business hours.
Well,
you don't need to go to sleep.
Well, you and I both have also seen that, like dream books and so forth. And I'm not trying to put anybody down here, but that's kind of a one size fits all. You know, if you dream about water, it means
yes.
I mean, that kind of thing. And by the way,
there's no context with that. The
right.
problem is that it's X is like you're a machine.
Exactly.
And these things mean this, this means this and this means this.
And it, that doesn't necessarily mean that that is the truth of it.
If you want to interpret your dreams, you should always interpret in terms of your life story in
right.
that moment.
Right.
It's
right.
context in yeah. that moment for your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and nightmares are very similar to dreams. Not both nightmares and dreams are messages from the light and dark side of your essence.
Right. Right. So, am I correct, Jason? Oftentimes that's what you're talking about was the conflict.
Yes.
There. Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure. And you know, the other thing is that positive messages are easily distorted and, can change, information that you're supposed to be getting.
Exactly.
You know, that's, so Jason,
you could be getting a message and everybody's naked. So, for me, that changes the story completely, and I don't know.
And if that's, me, I'm going to say, put your clothes on anyway. But Jason, you have, a great story. And this, by the way, is a true, very true story. It's a fact.
I used to wake up yelling in my sleep. And so I've been doing the ecosystem approach for 20 years now. And as I started doing it, it became worse. And with Patricia, she would always wake me up and say, it's okay. Or she would do some clearing right then and there because she could see that I was
really struggling.
Struggling. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see I was being attacked, but there was negative energy that was not in my best interest, that was trying to target me.
Right.
And when I became, as I did the clearing, I became more and more conscious of what was happening while I was being attacked or interfered with.
Threatened.
Mm-hmm. And it was almost like, Patricia was the one that saw this, but it was a trickster.
Yes.
And, for me, part of my life story is having to defend or having to take care of my dad, for example, and to make sure that nothing bad happened to him, that I thought it was my job to do that,
right.
which it wasn't. But I was always a defender. And
right.
so being attacked was just playing out that belief that I had to defend against these unseen forces for my dad and for the rest of the family.
Right.
And I was doing that over and over and over again and not getting any place.
And not to mention on those days that on those nights that he would have these nightmares, he would wake up exhausted the next day. So I have to confess, I actually, before he came out of the nightmare one night, I went right into the dream. An ability that I have, I went right into the dream. And what I found was this trickster that was a little boy that was told it was okay for him to haunt Jason. And it wasn't okay. So I, of course, set the little boy straight and did the work that I needed to do. And Jason has had very, very, very few of these since we did this.
You know, so Yeah, the more I clear, the longer it's been since I cleared, the less I have problems with my sleep.
Exactly.
And what I've noticed lately, I haven't even told Patricia this, but the dreams are much more supportive and saying, yeah, you can do it. Yeah, this is going to happen.
Oh, I like that. Know. Yeah.
So,
okay, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Sleep is where you take your soul or essence in for service. Okay. When there's not enough sleep, real growth is stymied and creates sickness. Mm-hmm. Dreams can be a source of information from your essence, but consciousness that comes from the ecosystem approach is the best.
Mm.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to be conscious and have a direct access to your essence 24/7 during business hours.
Love it. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to teach you some practical energy techniques to get a good night's sleep. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. So talk to you later.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We're able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're going to teach you some practical energy techniques to get a good night's sleep. Good night's sleep. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, in my experience, many people talk about the buildup of emotions, both positive and negative, just before they go to bed. What can we do about that?
Well, in our programmed world, we don't really have any means to get rid of the buildup of emotions.
Boy, that's right.
And that's because we don't even think of it as a buildup. Most techniques are workarounds or distractions. So it's they want you to distract yourself from those negative emotions or that frenzy and anxiety. You know, there's all sorts of mood altering things, but altering your mood doesn't get rid of the negative energy.
So as we've said before, that emotions are energies. How do we get rid of those energies?
Simply put, we just clear them. It's really that simple. The problem is that we think of emotions as mood that can change when we miss, and that misses the point.
Can you tell us about sleepy foam that people can use to help them sleep?
Well, let me, it's sleepy foam is something that we created. It's an energy process. And let me tell a little story about it. I was working with a client's daughter. I've been working with this client for a long time, and she referred her daughter, who was a grade school teacher. And she was telling me that her young, I think it was her young son was having problems sleeping. So I said, well, let's use sleepy foam. And I told her how to do it. And she told her mother afterwards that it, you know, she thought what we did was kind of stupid and that the sleepy foam was even stupider. You know, and then she said, but it really worked. You know, I recently, I had a client who just had a baby, and she was having one of her other sons having problems going to sleep, and she used a sleepy foam. And now he asked for it. Mommy, can I have some sleepy foam?
You know,
and it puts him right to sleep. So what is sleepy foam? Let me give you the, here's what it is. Okay. And I use my voice. So if I was talking to Patricia, I'd say, okay, Patricia, now here's time for sleepy foam. And then, you know, what I want you to do is imagine sleepy foam is like a cloud that's billows, and it can be thick or thin. It depends on how you feel in the moment. We go from dark purple to light purple to dark blue to light blue. And so when we put sleepy foam on someone, we ask them to imagine a cloud of dark purple. Let's say they're really anxious or they're really angry. So this dark purple cloud just comes over them. And as this dark purple cloud touches their skin, it kind of evaporates off, but it absorbs all that angry, bitter energy. Now, if you're just a little frenzied and it's not that intense, usually you might use something like light blue. So sleepy foam, and you see this light blue cloud of come over you. And as it touches your skin, it absorbs and neutralizes all that frenzy and anxiety. And if it's hot, if it's in the summertime, use moist, cool energy that is relaxing. Just have that, you know, imagine it going on every part of your body. So you start with your head, you can start with your chest, your torso, wherever you feel the most stressed, and just work with it. You could have it come over your whole body all the way down from your head to your toe or from your toes to your head. Doesn't matter which. It's very forgiving. Now, if it's cold outside, if you live in Minnesota or one of those cold states, then imagine warm, moist energy where it's like a tropical breeze, and it just that light blue
comforting
sleepy foam just kind of comes over your body.
Yes. You know, we've used it on dogs and the cats and kids. And we've actually used it to calm down a room full of people that are having an attitude about something. We have used it in many, many, many different ways, and it is always been very, very, very successful.
Now, you can use it in your mind, but I like to use my voice. Now, I have a deeper voice. You know, you could have a soft, feminine voice. Your voice really doesn't matter, but just use your voice so it's a little melodical. Sleepy foam.
Right.
Here comes the sleepy foam.
There you go.
And if you don't hear me in the next segment, it's because I'm sleeping. Anyways. So
or somebody else can't hear you because they're sleeping.
Don't do this while you're driving. It's not suggested.
Well, okay. So, Jason, talk about the the things that don't necessarily change the energy before you sleep.
So sleepy foam literally does change the energy. Mm-hmm. Anxious, frenzied, stressed, worried, afraid, going through your to-do list just before you go to bed, which I don't recommend. You know, sleepy foam works for that. It changes mm-hmm. the energy.
Exactly.
But people think that music, white noise, and even some forms of meditation, not sleepy foam, can help you relax you. Well, I know that, you know, there's a type of meditation that I've been doing for a long time. They always recommend that you don't do it before you go to sleep because it wakes you up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to be doing some clearings in the next segment.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first segment, we're going to do some clearings to help you relax. Then we're going to do some sleepy foam that I suggest you use later on when you want to go to sleep. And just put this next to your bed, listen to it, and then continue on in your imagination.
Exactly. And by the way, I do want to say one thing. Jason doesn't have a hard time sleeping. He's one of those people, he can be chattering away, blah, 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 and all of a sudden it's silent. And he goes to, I mean, he's asleep. I want to smack him because I don't go to sleep that way. Sometimes it can take me an hour to go to sleep. And so I have used the sleepy foam for myself and been very, very, very successful with it.
Well, you know, and we do use music, not to change the energy, but just to make us feel good. I like it.
Yes.
But I always tease Patricia because she does a playlist for me. I said, how come you only put one song on the playlist?
That's because guess what? He goes to sleep during the first song.
It really bugs her.
It does. It does. Okay. All right, Jason. So what are the key points of this segment?
The best thing you can do is clearing before you go to sleep.
Okay.
And we didn't talk about that enough, but really, if you just do a clearing statement for the things that you're thinking about just before you go to sleep,
mm-hmm.
it calms you down. It changes right. the energy.
And you know what? You know what, Jason? Maybe are we going to give an example in the next segment?
Yes, we are.
Okay. All right.
And then using sleepy foam is a form of meditation that really does remove that negative energy for adults, and it's a great technique for children. Whether mm-hmm. you do it to them, or you teach them so they can do it for themselves.
Okay.
And that seeing energies as things that build up is essential to preparing yourself for sleep. Because whatever buildup you've had during the day, you have to clear it away before you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to work with energy for better sleep, nightmare avoidance, and positive dreams.
I love that. So, Jason, let's tell the audience out there, how to do the clearing, the energy work that we do.
So we're going to talk about how we do it generically and then how we're going to do it for this next segment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you don't have to sit in any special posture. You can lay down, you can sit down, you can sit in a soft chair.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to cross your legs. You don't have to be in a lotus position. All of that stuff is unnecessary. Just use your imagination. And as we say, and to eliminate, just gather up all the things that we say to eliminate, whether it's emotions, veils and illusions, barriers, whatever we say to gather up, gather those up in your body and then blow them into a trash can. Now, you can be an actual trash can. You don't have to put your head in the trash can. Just direct your breath to the trash can.
Right.
Or if there's no trash can where you are, like if you're driving, just use an imaginary trash can and blow it into that. Use a gentle breath. You don't have to hyperventilate. You don't clear more energy by using bigger breaths. And then we go on to the next emotion.
Exactly.
Don't worry about the trash can. We'll empty it. We'll take care of that.
Okay.
And you're all set.
And then at the end of that, what we're going to do is then we're going to activate life force. Life force is the most powerful energy that any one of us has access to. By the way, we all have the right and the ability to access life force energy. And what we're going to do with that is we're going to call upon it. We're going to pull it in through the top of our head. We're going to let it go all the way down our torso and our arms, all the way down our legs. We're going to stop it at the tips of our toes. We're going to turn it around. And we're going to, when we breathe out, what we're going to do is we're going to breathe out any negative energy that has been left over. Because Lord knows we have enough negative energy around us to last us more than a lifetime. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some energy techniques to help you sleep better. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to do some energy techniques, clearing, to help you sleep better. Jason, are you ready?
Okay. And good. Here we go. This first segment, we're going to break it into two parts. The first part is to reduce the amount of energy that get in your way just before you
sleep.
You can do it now. If you're driving down the road, it's fine. It'll just kind of help you relax a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the second part, we're going to use sleepy foam, which is not something you should do while you're driving. And you can save it for later when you're ready to go to sleep. So okay. Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources and all dimensions to eliminate all the frenzy, anxiety, and stress that I have right now. So gather up all that frenzy, anxiety, and stress.
Take a breath.
And blow it into that trash can.
And to eliminate all my fears and worries and insecurities that would disturb my sleep tonight. Take a nice breath. And you could add, like tonight, that would disturb my sleep right now. Take another breath.
And to eliminate any guilt, shame, or regret that haunts me and keeps me up at night.
Mm-hmm. Take
Gather a breath. Up all that guilt and shame and regret and blow it into the trash can.
And to eliminate all the barriers so I can remember to clear fatigue when I wake up and feel like I need more sleep. Take a breath.
Little hint, fatigue is an energy that you can clear.
Yes, it is.
Now, that doesn't mean you should try and get by with 5 hours sleep when you actually need eight.
Right.
But in the, you know, there are times that you just can't avoid it. Just clear the fatigue.
Exactly. Exactly.
And to eliminate any anger, rage, or disappointment that I keep churning over and over and over again in my mind, which I don't need to do, especially before I go to sleep. Gather up all that anger, rage, and disappointment. Blow it into that trash can.
And to eliminate all of the ideas and beliefs that haunt me while I sleep, including any monsters or negative energies from my past. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the fears I have about all the things I have to do. And my anxiety that I won't get them done. Take a breath. I want to do one more before we go to sleepy foam.
Okay.
And to eliminate that ticking in my head. Tick, 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 tick. That timer, that stopwatch that says I only have so much time and I got to get it done. I got to get it done.
Right.
I got to get it done.
Right.
That abuses me.
All the time.
Take a breath.
I'm going to add one to that, Jason, and to eliminate giving up all of my life force energy to the power of sleeplessness.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't serve me now, and it will not serve me tonight, and it will not serve me tomorrow. So I release and let go of it, giving up my power to things that do not serve me, such as sleeplessness. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And I lied. There is one more. And to eliminate going over and over and over in my mind all the things that I could screw up or forget to do just before I go to bed,
right,
which keeps me up at night.
Right.
Take a breath.
So, Jason, let's activate some sleepy foam. And for those of you that are driving during this time, you can listen, but don't activate the sleepy foam right now.
Goes like this. And to activate sleepy foam and start with dark purple so that I can put all that dark purple, wonderful feeling sleepy foam all over my body, starting at my feet and going all the way up my torso. And it burns off all that anxiety, all that nervousness,
right,
all that worry. Yes. All the snoring. Take a breath. And to activate the sleepy foam that is light blue and evaporates all the anxiety on my skin that starts with my head and flows all the way down to my feet.
And the anxiety that's in my body.
Yes. As that sleepy foam builds up and up on top of you, all the anxiety will burn it off, the first layer, and then the second layer. But the sleepy foam keeps coming. There's more and more sleepy foam. So
exactly.
It starts to build up, and it feels so delicious.
I love it.
So relaxing.
So, and to activate sleepy foam that is purple to absorb my fears and worries and anxieties on my skin and in my body. Nice and easy. Take a breath. Activate that sleepy foam, that purple, and let it just come down and wash over the top of you and take away all of that negative energy. Take a nice breath and blow it out.
And to activate sleepy foam that's light blue, that keeps me warm and cozy in a cold winter night. That allows me to drift away into a deep, deep sleep.
Take a breath. Jason, I'm going to activate life force energy for everybody. In other words, for those of you who are asleep, you want to come back for just a few minutes and we'll activate life force. So, follow me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Take a nice breath. Let it come in through the top of your head. Go all the way down your body, your arms, your torso, the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy left over.
And to activate life force. So I know that anxieties and fears and worries can be cleared, and I have the power to do it.
This might be the most powerful one that we've done in this show today. Take a nice breath, everyone. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Blow out any negative energies. Because you do have the power to take care of you. And activate life force so I can have the power to clear any negative energies before I go to sleep. Instead of mulling them over, I can clear them and figure out what to do with them tomorrow. Take a nice breath. All the way through your body. And blow out any negative energy. And activate life force energy so I can be happy and healthy and creative and have fun and laughter and joy and peace and harmony and be grateful that I'm learning how to take care of me and my life today. Nice and easy. Take a breath. Pulling in life force energy through the top of your head, all the way down your arms and your torso, tips of your toes, turn it around, blow out any negative energy. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Thanksgiving.
Huh?
We're going to help you have a great Thanksgiving, whether you're with family or something more simple.
Okay.
We'll talk about difficult family relationships that happen during Thanksgiving. And the tensions that come up and why they're not hopeless. Now, if you have, if you expect to have a food fight during Thanksgiving, we can help you with that. You know, whether that you're throwing cranberries, mashed potatoes.
Stop talking about my family like that, Jason.
Yeah, we expect a lot of people for Thanksgiving.
Yes, we do. So if some part of you gets the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
You know, if you want to be able to sleep on a regular basis, here's the way to do it. Go to our website right now, www.livinglighter.org, sign up for our newsletter. And in that newsletter, we'll have the sleepy foam words that you can have, a lot of the words and the clearings that we did today. Mm-hmm. So you can, just before you go to sleep, you can do that, do those clearings. And it'll help you with your sleep. I guarantee it. You know, clearing works whether you believe in it or not,
right?
Whether you think it'll work or not. You just have to do it. And one other thing, you know, we've set this up so that every week we do clearings at the end. And we have this free newsletter, again, www.livinglighter.org. All we ask for is your name and email address. And so if you go sign up for our newsletter right now, you can get clearings every single week. And the way to start applying this ecosystem approach, which is, it seems like a form of magic because it's so uncommon in today's world. There's no, you have to think this way, you have to do this. You just do the clearing and you start to see the difference. It's amazing.
Okay.
So the other thing is that we're on Facebook, livinglighter.org. Please go like us. We love those likes. We appreciate them. And if you want to make a comment, please do that. And you'll make me feel better. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And remember, he whines if there isn't enough likes on Facebook. So help me out there if you don't mind. That would be absolutely wonderful. So we'll connect next week. Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.